Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, you can expect queuing traffic in Diepkloof on the N12 West heading towards the N1 South ramp at the Diepkloof interchange, and the traffic is moving slowly in Jet Park on the N12 East just before the Jet Park Road exit.
IFP President Velenkosini Hlabisa says his party is concerned about a potential stalemate between the ANC and the DA. He's calling on them to conclude outstanding issues to form a government of national unity. And Rand Water spokesperson Makenosi Maru warns that although maintenance at the Akenhof pumping station near Alberton has been completed, water levels will take time to recover.
It might take a couple of days for the system to fully recover and for all affected areas to receive water.
Moving abroad, Joe Biden's presidential campaign is in full damage control mode after last night's presidential debate against former President Donald Trump. His incoherence at times triggered alarm among Democrats and talk of replacing the 81-year-old on the White House ticket. Here's what some of the Republicans and Democrats said afterwards.
The first 3 seconds when President Biden was speaking, he's staring into oblivion. I've never heard so much mumbling. It was scary.
I am very sad to see the state of our president. We should not be parading this man around the country and around the world. It's very sad.
We need a commander-in-chief. How can I look to Biden as my commander-in-chief?
More on these and other stories at 7. It's election time in France on Sunday, and according to Armand de Beer from PSG Wealth in Pretoria East, European markets are not excited about the prospect of the snap elections.
European markets traded mostly weaker today after a sell-off in French markets ahead of Sunday's elections. In the US, markets are currently trading higher after the release of positive inflation data that pointed to a cooling of inflationary pressures as well as better than expected consumer sentiment figures.
Then taking a look at some other markets.
The S&P 500 rose to a fresh intraday high and is currently up 0.3%. The Dow Jones is up 0.2% and the Nasdaq is trading 0.3% stronger. The biggest movers include United Health, which is trading 3% stronger, Salesforce is rising 2.7%, and Goldman Sachs is trading 1.8% stronger.
A dollar at this stage, R18.23, a euro, R19.53, and a pound, R23.04. Gold trading at $2,330.21 per fine ounce, and oil at $86.43 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Madeline Fouchier, more news at 7.
We start off with some rugby news. Springbok loose forward Skumbuzo Noche will continue his career in France for the next 2 seasons. The former DHL Western Province and Stormers number 8 made 6 appearances for the green and gold. He's now going to be playing for French side Montauban as they announced him as a new signing for the next 2 years. Staying with the box, the Springboks wrapped up their training camp in Pretoria earlier today in preparation for their opening test matches against Ireland this coming Saturday. Rassie Rasmus was pleased with the structure that he put in place for the squad as they prepared to move into full test mode in anticipation for the first 2 tests against Ireland at Loftus-Versfeld and the second test, of course, at Kingsmead a week later. SA Rugby have also confirmed that they've got an agreement that's been reached with New Zealand Rugby to host fully-fledged All Black tours for the first time in 30 years. In the governing body's annual report for 2023, SA Rugby confirmed that the All Blacks will be touring South Africa in 2026 and play 3 test matches against the Springboks. And in some cricket news, the Proteas and India will face off at Kensington Oval on Saturday, that's tomorrow, and the T20 World Cup final both looking to end long waits for glory, a tournament which has been a mixed bag in terms of quality and entertainment and attendances as well, has certainly succeeded in seeing 2 of the best teams in the shortest format.